Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hello everyone. Welcome again to the Shepherd's Voice broadcast with your host, Apostle Robert Curry. We hope that today we're finding you doing well. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Another day that the Lord has made. One that you and I can rejoice and be glad in. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Once again, thank you for joining us. Amen. And we hope something will be said to help you along your way and brighten up your day. All right. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Once again, I'm so glad to be here. Your Carolina country boy, Apostle Robert Curry. Amen. Oh, man, of the Christ Chapel Deliverance Ministries. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We want to share a message with you today. Hope that it's going to be encouraging to you. Amen. Praise God. It's something that's going to help you. Amen. Don't give up. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, don't give up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
What do you do this message with you today? When your battle chooses you? What do you do when something shows up on your doorstep that you did not directly cause, choose, or definitely anticipate? Life is not always easy. In fact, some of you today, you're here and you're going through the toughest season of your life. There will be seasons where we will suffer. There will be seasons of real pain. And the question is, how will you respond in those moments?
Life is hard sometimes. Easy? It's not an option. But it's worth fighting. It's worth believing. It's worth giving yourself a chance. It's worth mustering yourself up, standing up inside yourself. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up. It's worth it. You can do it. You can do it.
There's problems that we go through that cause stress, worry, anxiety, and fear. But you might be in the battle of your life. I want to encourage you. It's not about what's happening around you. It's always about what's happening inside of you.
Just because you feel afraid doesn't mean you have to be afraid. Just because you feel discouraged doesn't mean you have to be discouraged. Just because you have fear doesn't mean fear has to have you.
The sentence out of your mouth is a story that you are putting out. I'm not gonna make it. I quit. Let's get a divorce. Business is never coming back. We've lost too many people. I've made too many mistakes. I'm a failure. Nobody can help me. I've done too many bad things. I don't know what's coming out of your mouth, but it's a death sentence.
And as you continue to confess it, and as you continue to declare it, well, don't be surprised when it becomes true in your life. We have to make sure that whenever I feel, when I think a death sentence, I must speak a life sentence. Oh, I'm feeling the sentence of death. I'm feeling the thoughts of anxiety. I'm feeling the thoughts that I'm done. I feel like I've been used and it hurts and it's difficult. But when that happens, I start speaking out a life sentence. No, I'm just going to keep showing up. No, I'm going to get back up. The righteous man, he falls seven times, but he gets back up.
Never give up. Never give in. Because skill can't get you back. Certain things, quickness, agility can't get you. You got to have mental toughness. Pain ain't permanent. Your pain ain't permanent. You can get through this. You're bigger than your pain. You're better than that.
Come on, you need to remember, this is not the first time you cried. This is not the first time you were short of breath. This is not the first time you didn't see a way clear. This is not the first time you were hurt. This is not the first time your heart was broken. This is not the first time you didn't have enough money. This is not the first diagnosis that came up from behind.
See, I'm gonna live to tell the story. This too shall pass. I will remain. I'm not gonna quit. Every one of my burdens, there's a blessing on the inside of it. If you don't quit, you will win, baby.
You're gonna work through this. You're gonna get up. You're gonna get dressed. You're gonna get out. And you're gonna do what what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to do. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
Just keep coming back. If you got nothing left to give, just show back up. Half of life, man, is just showing up.
And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it. And if you can get through it, if you can work through your pain, I'm guaranteeing you, on the other side is a reward. Pain is not permanent. Pain is temporary.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your pain is not permanent. It's temporary. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God. We hope that this message, amen, has blessed you on today. Don't give up. If you're contemplating on give, just look to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. That's the one that we really need that will help us to through all our situations. And trust him that he will bring you through. Yes, if we just keep our trust in Jesus, he understands. He knows what our troubles are. Amen. We just got to keep our eyes on him. Amen. Just go to him. Amen.
Sometimes I feel like giving up.
We all feel that way sometimes.
It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. See, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day.
Hallelujah.
One more step.
There are times we don't understand.
See, I'm preparing
what's going on. But just know
myself.
This. God has a plan for
and
all of us.
You can't hear my voice,
just trust his
please.
Plan. Praise the Lord. Yes.
But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone.
Have you ever felt that way before?
I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord today. Amen. Praise God. We may not understand what the Lord is doing in our lives sometimes, but I tell you, we got to trust him. That's all we got to do is trust his plan. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this song by Brother Smokey Norfolk. The Lord understands. We just wanted you to be encouraged. We hope something was said that will help you along your way and brighten up your day. And don't give up. I'm your host, the Carolina Country Boy of the Shepherd's Voice broadcast. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And have a great day. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah.